on a small platform decorated with flowers and string lights and shielded by a white rain tarp, dozens of performers take the stage. From youth Taekwondo athletes kicking in unison, to fishermen poets cracking jokes.
So when I see a spider web on the boat, I just smile and let it be. I'd never mess with a fellow gillnetter out of professional courtesy.
To musicians strumming and crooning.
And I know things are gonna be much better.
This is all part of Arts in the Cove, Festival by the Sea, an annual festival in Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales Island. It's a small town that has fewer than 200 year-round residents, but its population nearly doubles in the summer as part-time residents come to stay in their second homes. So summer is the perfect time for a big event like this.
And it's one of the reasons I moved here was to continue my art.
That's Carla Morrison, who moved from a suburb of Seattle.
I love painting water and trees, and that's like what we have, right? In abundance. And you don't have that hustle and bustle and just everything that's invading your brain when you're in the city and, you know.
Morrison is the president of Arts in the Cove, the organization that puts on the festival and much more. She moved to Kaufman Cove 2 years ago, right when the festival was on the verge of dissolving. Morrison says it was because the previous organizers didn't file their taxes properly.
And so there was like this big town meeting of, we're going to have to cancel the arts festival. It's not legal any longer unless somebody else steps up and does it. And they're like, we can't let it just die. People love that. It's like a huge thing in our community.
So Morrison and eight other women artists formed the new board. But what she didn't realize at first, that it was more than just the arts festival. The group also organizes a 4th of July celebration, a holiday bazaar, and a swap meet.
And then we're into it about 6 months, and somebody's like, let's start a community center. So now it's like a full-time, non-paying job.
The money raised from the arts festival will help support their new community center, which just opened in March in the lobby of the ferry terminal building. Right now, they offer fitness and art classes at the center, plus other activities like game nights.
It gets long and dark and cold here, so it's important to have some place where the community can get together and, you know, do whatever.
The festival brings together not just Kaufman Cove residents, but people from all over Prince of Wales Island, like Connie Olson, who lives about an hour drive away in Thorne Bay. She's one of the festival's many vendors, selling her jewelry made of wire, beads, and fossilized walrus ivory.
Nothing identical ever. It's one of a kind. And I try to make stuff for everybody.
Olson also entered the seafood dip contest.
I use my fresh dill from where I grew and fresh basil and the other stuff I'm not telling you what I put in.
She ended up winning first place and a shiny gold fish-shaped trophy.
So can we bring Connie Olson up with her crab dip, please? You guys?
On Saturday evening, the festival ended with more music and fireworks. Woo! But there's still more work to come with the Arts in the Cove organization. Morrison says they're hoping to get a grant to build a new community center and to expand the festival next year. In Kaufman Cove, I'm Hannah Weaver.